The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Good morning, everybody. It is Dan Latto. It is 9 o'clock, just a minute past. Welcome. If you're listening to this on the podcast, then welcome to the replay. If you're watching this live, then welcome on Facebook. And if you're watching the replay on video, then welcome on the YouTube video. So today is Monday, and what I wanted to cover was how to have a great week. So the key to a great week basically is planning. Okay. So, and this is where a lot of people tend to just fail because they, you know, fail to plan, plan to fail. You've heard that. And the 7 P's of performance, 7 P's of planning. Planning and preparation prevents piss poor performance. I don't know if you've heard that one too. But it's absolutely true. And I know these are like these executive little sayings that we have, you know, low hanging fruit. It's a paradigm shift. Anyone who's worked in corporate, by the way, will understand these. And if your bullshit translator is working properly, you'll realise that that's exactly what it is. But planning is absolutely key to your business. And if you're not going to plan it, then you're just living ad hoc. And that's no good. You can't get the body of your dreams just waking up one morning, deciding to work out, and waking up another morning and not knowing what to do. You have to make a plan, and then you have to stick to the plan. And if a plan is a good one and you execute the plan, then you'll get the results. If a plan is a poor plan and you execute the results, you'll get poor results. And if a plan is a good one but you execute poorly, you'll still get bad results. So what you need is good planning and good execution. And that tends to be where we fail. Usually we don't plan, and usually we don't execute very well. So, but then there's an extra aspect of that, which is how do you know if you're executing the plan properly? So what are the milestones along the way that's going to enable you to get there? So, for example, this morning, what I wanted to do was I just wanted to go through how to plan your week so that you're going to have a really good week. There's a couple of things that you want to put into your week to ensure that you're going to have a good week. So I'll give you like some like baseline stuff that should be in every single week. And I know if you're really busy and you're running around doing 60, 70 hour weeks, then you can't do this. But surely if you're running around doing 60, 70 hour weeks, there's the problem, right? Your plan is not a good plan, because any plan that involves having to work 60 or 70 hours a week, how can that be a good plan? And if you suddenly find you are working 60 or 70 hours a week and that's not in the plan, then you're executing poorly as well. Okay, so there's a couple of things that I think you should have in your plan. So for those listening on the podcast, I'm going to write them down, but I will also save them as well so you can picture them in your mind. So the first one that you need to have every single week involved in your plan, this is baseline stuff, okay? It's got nothing to do with business, by the way. But the first bit is exercise. Exercise. I always spell exercise wrong, so if you can't see this, then even better, because I probably spelled it wrong. EXC is how I spell it. Anyway, so exercise. Like, I'm not saying we have to work out every day, but 2 30-minute sessions of exercise. It's going to get your endorphins going. It's going to make you feel good. That's brilliant, right? Even if you're doing 60, 70-hour weeks, like, there's 168 hours in a week, okay? So for you to do an hour of exercise is less than 0.5% of the entire week. Like, if you care about yourself and you want to stay on the planet long enough, you spending 0.5% of time on yourself is valuable, okay? So the next thing that I think you need to have is family time. Now, family time involves the whole family. So if you've got kids, it involves... It could be like, let me give you number three and then we'll see. So number two is family time. Number three is your partner. So family time could be you and your family and your partner, okay? Or it could be just you and the kids getting that one-on-one relationship. But having just you time with that, with your child or children is really, really valuable. It could be that you go somewhere as a family unit and the husband or the wife comes along as well, as long as it's your own husband and wife and not someone else's. but also you need specific time with just you and your partner if you've got one. And if it's not
If you haven't got a partner, then that's fine. Go out with your friends and that kind of thing. But it's just to have like that one-on-one, or one-to-many downscaling the activity. And then number four is you. And I see this so many times. How many times are people running around and they're doing all this work and they're covering everybody else, but they don't do anything for themselves? Like, literally, you know, family might be a couple of hours on a weekend. Your partner could be an hour going out for a meal, 2 hours maybe, going bowling, going to a cinema, like a date night every Wednesday. Like this is interesting because we actually used to have date night every Wednesday in England when we used to live there. And then when we moved to Spain, we actually stopped that because we're filming this on the terrace at the villa in Spain. And actually, this is the same table that we sit and we play Scrabble on a night time, or we play Rubik's Cube, or we have a nice meal and we cook together and that kind of thing. So actually, although we used to do date night every week, that's kind of gone out the window. But every night's almost date night, really, when you're living in this place. But I know that when we lived in England, it wasn't as easy as that. Work kind of took over and you watch the TV and that kind of thing. We still watch TV now on a night time because we want to de-stress from the day to some extent. So number one was exercise. Got to find time for you. Number two, you've got to find some time for your family. Number three, you've got to find some time for your partner. And number four, when is your time? That can be just going for a massage. It can be going for a walk on the beach or in the woods. It could be just going for a run on your own, in which case you're killing two birds with one stone because you've got exercise and your you time. Like, if today's Monday, then think about this. Today is Monday, by the way, in case you're listening to the replay. So now think about this. When this week are you going to fit in some exercise? If you've not already planned this, when are you going to fit it in? Half an hour is all you need twice a week, right? As a bare minimum, that's what you need. So that's like sticking on some trainers, sticking on some shorts and going through them. Okay, maybe a few more clothing might be useful. But generally, that's, you know, all you need. A top might be useful. So like, when are you going to do that? Like, are you going to do that tonight? Are you going to do it tomorrow morning before you go to work? Are you going to do it at 5 a.m? You're going to get up an hour early. When are you going to do it? And then you take your calendar, okay? And so I'm just going to draw your calendar. So you've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then that's columns across the top. And then on the side, you've got, you know, 9 till 10, 10 till 11, 11 till 12, and so on, all the way down through your day. So then you're going to go, so let's say 6 till 7 is one of those on there, and let's say you're going to book that in on Tuesday. Brilliant. So now you book it into your calendar that you're going to go for a half hour run, and you're booking it into your calendar. So your calendar pops up and it says you need to go for a half hour run. Now let's say that you decide to do that at 6:30 till 7, okay? This is what's important. If you set your alarm for 6:30, let's say you normally wake up naturally at 8 o'clock. If you set your alarm for 6:30, how long is it going to take you to get up, get out of bed, put your clothes on, put your shoes on, grab the keys and lock up to begin your run? Well, if that's 15 minutes, okay, you can't fit a half hour run because you're now starting to run at 6:45 a.m. So how's that supposed to work? How are you supposed to finish by 7 o'clock? Now you're already late. And the reason you're already late is that you failed to plan. Failed to plan to fail, right? So now, knowing that, instead of getting up and setting your alarm at 6:30, you need to set your alarm for 6:15, knowing it's going to take you 15 minutes. In fact, why not get up at 6:05 a.m., like literally to the minute? Let's make it 6:06, okay? Now you've got 24 minutes to have a quick coffee, if that's what you need, put your clothes on, and then go for a run. And that involves coming back and getting back in the house as well. And then you can go from 6:30 till 7 o'clock, then you can do your run. Now you've just planned perfectly and you've executed perfectly, okay? Do you see the difference between the two? And also, do you see how easy it can be to fail to actually accomplish this? So what about family time? Well, family time could be, let's do 6 till 7 and then 7 till 8. So actually, let's do family time on a Saturday. So Saturday, family time. So I'm assuming that you're working a lot of hours, including weekends, right? So maybe you want to book off 3 hours for family time on Saturday, all 3 hours between 9 and 12. Now, the benefit of doing this is that when you book that family time for 3 hours, you're going to the beach, build sandcastles, or you're going to take the dog to the woods and play with the frisbee, or you're going to swimming lessons, or whatever it happens to be, or cycling, or whatever, right? for those 3 hours, you know that you've got nothing else to have to worry about. You don't have to worry about work. If anything bad happens, literally switch your phone off for those 3 hours, because everybody that you love in your life is actually with you anyway, and they are with you and present, and you're having good quality family time. Brilliant. Now you can just focus on that family time instead of being in two places at once, i.e. with the kids, but mentally you're stuck in a problem at work. Like, how many times is that happening right now? Quite a lot, I imagine, and I know this because that's exactly what I used to do. Now I allocate my family time and I allocate my time with my partner so that that's all we are doing, and I'm fully focused and fully present. So the third one then was like partner time, or it could be just like, if you haven't got a partner, it could be more you time, or it could be finding a partner time. Right? So you could still have date night. It's just with people you've never met before. I don't mean stalking. Stalking is where two people go for long, lonely walks, but only one person is aware of it. So what I'm referring to is that every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, you could have, you know, if you're on Match.com, that's when you book your first dates, right? So you're still a date night. It's just with new people every week until you meet the one you know, that you want to settle down with. But you could do that. So 7 till 8 on a Wednesday, brilliant. That's just you and your partner. It's blocked off. You might want to put an hour or 2 hours, depending what you're doing. But it's blocked off. You leave your phone at home. It's just you and your partner. And you go talk about whatever it is you go talk about. And you go out on a date. Brilliant. You don't have to worry about work. You don't have to worry about anything. You're there for one thing, and that's to have your date night. Perfect. And then what about some you time? Well, you know, maybe you time could be Sunday afternoons. I always remember watching films with my dad and my granddad on Sunday afternoons. It was always a war film in black and white. I mean, I'm not that old, but back in when I was like maybe 9, call it 10, because I can do the maths. That's 35 years ago. So we are 1980 kind of thing. So I always remember doing that. But that could be your you time. It's just you going to the cinema. One of the things I love, by the way, Friday mornings when I'm in England, which is not often these days, but one of the things I really love, Friday mornings, I go to the cinema on my own. That is me time. And I, do you know what? I used to think it was really sad going to the pictures on your own, to the cinema to watch a film. Now it is awesome. You get to see what you want. You get to eat and drink what you want. Popcorn and Coke in my case. And I do that. Breaks fast. Break my diet. But I enjoy it. That's fine. I also, I don't have to sit and explain Star Wars to someone who doesn't know Star Wars. Do you know what I mean? I'll make small talk while you're in the cinema. I can just go, got my Coke and my popcorn. I'm sat there and I'm just happy. that is my me time right there when I go back to England. I make sure that I try and do that. And also, because I live in Spain, we don't really get the Spanish, the films in Spain because they're all in Spanish. They do translate to English, but it's like a 10 p.m. start. And it's too late for me. So it just allows me to catch up with films. That's me time. It's really important that we get me time in there. So this is just your baseline stuff, okay? But if you look at your week, it's not really taking up that much time of your week. So if that's your baseline, what about the other stuff that you need to get on with? Well, there's a couple of extra things I want you to think about in there as well. So let me just clean this off the board. If you're listening to the podcast, wondering what I'm doing. So the couple of extra things that I think that you need in order to have a great week. Okay, so you need some KPIs. KPIs. Key performance indicators. This is how you're going to measure how well you're doing. So let's move it back to business for a second. And business can be property sourcing, it can be refurb stuff, it could be milestones along the way. But let's just say it's business and it's like growing your business. So number one, number of sales. Now, it's Monday, so you need to work out how many sales you want. So let's say we're going to have 3. Okay, great. Number two, number of... I did a video last week called Always Be Pitching, ABP, Always Be Pitching. So number of pitches this week, let's make that 10. So you've got a 30% closing rate, that's fine. One of the benefits of that is if you're closing 30% every single week, you can try and get that to 40%. What extra things do you need to give? What extra value do you need to give? Like, we don't want to give discount, we want to give more. Don't give discount, give product sort of thing. But just having these written down is really useful for you, because then you can record them as you go through your weeks and you can see what these are likely to be. So number three would be the number of content released. So for example, like this week, so this is video number one. We'll turn this into a podcast, and welcome if you listen to the podcast. We'll also take this video and put it onto YouTube, and then we'll take the YouTube and embed it on the website along with the podcast, okay? So number of content, so this could be raw content. So we do a lot of our stuff to camera live because then we get several hits. So number one, it goes out live, so we get a hit there. Number two, when we upload it to YouTube and that goes out on YouTube, we get a hit there. Number three, we then embed it on a website and that we get hits there as well. So like number of content, the amount of new customers you're going to attract is directly proportional to the amount of content that you're going to release. Okay. So let's say this week, let's say you did a video a week. If you did a video a week, then you'd have a podcast, sorry, a video a day. Okay. Let's just make it easy. Let's say three amounts of content. Well, that can be just three videos. By the way, when you first start doing video, you feel really nervous and you're like, no one's watching, and you start getting nervous about it and you feel awful, like, who's going to listen to me? And then after a while, like after a couple of weeks of doing it, and this is the reason why we started doing Facebook Lives every morning, because we wanted to get into just going live as much as we could, because we knew that that was what was going to work. But after a while, you can just, like, we did one last week and we're just walking the dog, going to the beach, and we went live in my page, on my personal page, and we got loads of response on it. And it's just natural. That's what, you know, that's what we want to do. So we want to get content out as much as we can. So when you do get used to it, you won't just do three. You'll do one a day, maybe twice a day. We're thinking about going live in a group again today, for example. But so like three, let's just up that, because that's not, three is too easy for me now. But if we did 10 pieces of content, now think about that. In last night's members webinar on the Income Accelerator, we talked about how you can scale the amount of content that you're creating and how to systemize that so that somebody else is actually doing all the video editing and uploading it to WordPress and that kind of thing as well. That was in last night's webinar. So if you're not a member or a client, then you miss that. If you are a client, you have access to it. And if you are a client, you get access to it for 12 months. Okay. So the amount of content released is really, really important. Okay. What about how much money are you going to earn? Money amount earned. Now, there's two figures here that you could use. The first one is how much you're going to invoice. So invoicing is how much you've invoiced and how much is due to come in. I keep thinking I'm going to sneeze, by the way. Hopefully I'm not. I'll have to remember where it is and edit it out of the podcast if I do. But the amount earned could be just amount invoiced, because, you know, you might have a payment plan. So let's say you're doing something for £2,000. You might take £1,000 now and £1,000 in 30 days. So that's a £2,000 invoice. Or you could do it for the amount that actually hits your bank account this week. I like the amount earned because I also like stacking future income. So like we're in May and we've already got income stacked for June, which is brilliant. So then we're going to get to June. And from a business point of view, the income's already in. Like it's already due. So that's really cool. So nice way to start your month. So we don't mind that. So amount earned. This is on a weekly basis. Like how much money do you want to earn this week? And this is where your targets come in. Let's just put £2,000 down there for now. £2,000. Like how much money do you want to earn this week? Good morning, Tony. So you've got to get weekly goals. When you start getting weekly goals, if you're on zero so far this week, then you need to be going, okay, how can I increase the amount of money I'm going to earn this week? Well, it's easy. How much content have you released? How many pitches have you made to people? How many sales have you made? So now you know, okay, I'm on zero. It's Wednesday, let's say. I'm on zero. I've got no money yet. Let me go off and just create 10 pieces of content, one in the morning, one in the afternoon for the next 5 days, and let's try and get them out. Let's then try and attract people so I can pitch them something. I was on the beach yesterday pitching somebody to come to our two-day intensive here in Spain. I was on the beach and we were talking about the benefits that he'd get for his business. That's the dog howling because she's asleep. I wondered what on earth that was then. But we were literally on the beach. That's one of my pitches right there, number of pitches per week. The more that you pitch every single day and every single week, the more sales you're going to get. Have you noticed, by the way, that all of this, it all leads back up? So you're looking at how much money have I earned. So let's say it's zero. Then you can go, okay, I need to create more content. I need to get more pitches. I need to get more sales. You notice how it's all interconnected. So what else would you have so on your weekly KPIs? Number five, number of meetings. Like, I don't like the word meeting, and I can't think of a better word right now. But the problem with number of meetings is that people have meetings just for the sake of having meetings, just to have a conflab. and nothing really constructive comes out of it. They just have meetings. But these should be maybe, like, they could be sales meetings, but that would be called a pitch. But maybe these are like pre-pitch meetings. So I'll give you a really good example. Okay, so a meeting. You're going to a networking event. It's Monday night. You're going to one of the property networking events and you walk into a room. There's 50 people in the room and you go up and you go, hey, my name's Dan. What's your name? What do you do? And they go, my name's Bob. I'm a property sourcer. And you go, great. I've got clients, Bob, who are looking for property sourcers, looking for deals all the time. Can we meet up next week on Wednesday, because I'd like to just have a coffee with you and work out what you're doing, maybe chat about some of the deals that you've got that we can put out to our clients and that kind of thing. And Bob says, yeah, Wednesday, 10 o'clock, that's perfect. Great to meet up for morning coffee. Right, brilliant. Where's meeting number one? I'm just clear this off. Meeting number one, done. Thank you very much. Now you go to your next person at a networking event. Hey, what's your name? My name's Jana. Hey, Jana, what do you do? I buy property deals. Do you have any? No, Jana, I haven't, but I do know people who have got property deals. How about we meet up on Wednesday at 12 o'clock and we just have coffee. We can work out what you're looking for. I can see if we've got any property deals right now that match. Let's do that. Yeah, brilliant. Meet you at 12 o'clock. Thanks very much, Janet. That's another one. That's two meetings. So how many meetings are you going to have this week? Literally, that is how you should be doing networking as well, folks. None of this sticking around with the same person for the next half hour because you're too scared to go speak to other people. Try and find out if there's an appropriate match and book a follow-up meeting. Like if it's 50 people at a networking event, you need to speak to all 50, not three people all night. Okay, so these are some really good KPIs. And notice as well, these are goals orientated. So meetings, let's say five meetings. Like I'm making these numbers up, right? These are definitely not my numbers. I don't do meetings. The amount earned $2,000 this week, that would be all right, I suppose. Number of content released, 10. Number of pitches, yeah, I suppose that's all right. $2,000 a week would be nice. It's probably a little bit low, but you know, you're not gonna complain if we do that. But what are your KPIs? This is in your business specifically. This is not necessarily in property, but it's just in your business. So, what else are you gonna put down as your KPIs? Like for me, that's pretty cool, right? Okay, so I've got something else that I just want to stick on here, and then we're done. So we've done like family time, we've done exercise, we've done KPIs for your business. So these are like, what we want to ask is, I can't think of the right title, so let me just put it down. So it's three things we want to learn. Let's just change that to one thing we want to learn. What's the one thing that if you learn this week would transform your business? What is it? It could be Facebook ads. It could be email marketing. It could be buying two books on sales and reading those books. Morning, Tony. It could be all of that. Okay. What's the one thing that we want to learn this week? So that's a learning goal. Let's just change that to goal. It's still a weekly goal. The next thing is what's one thing that you can be proud of? Now, this is really important. And actually, I'm not keen on the number one. Number one, like we want to be the first, right? But number one is like lowest hanging fruit. That's like the easiest thing to do. One thing that we want to learn, like, is not stretching you. Do you know what I mean? But to begin with, one thing actually works quite well. So what's the one thing that you want to be proud of this week? Could be something like, well, I've closed my first sale and I never thought I would, and that's something I'm proud of. I've got my first networking event where I'm actually the speaker, something I'm proud of. I've created my first video. I've gone live for the first time. I've created my first podcast. So it's like, it doesn't have to be first things that you've ever done. It could be we've reached a milestone of 100 podcasts, or where this is, we're just uploading right now podcast 150, and we've got five or six already lined up. Actually, we've got like eight or nine lined up. So we want to get to that 200 mark as quick as we can. That's something that we would be proud of, but we're still proud of 150, which is really cool, obviously, right? So we're just doing 250,000 views on YouTube, which is phenomenal. Something I'm very proud of. But what else are you going to be proud of this week? Okay, so then the other thing that you want to do is You want to think celebration. This is something that is so overlooked in business, is that we don't celebrate anything. So I went out this weekend and I bought myself a smartwatch. There you go. I don't know if you can see that. It's not on. There you go. I got a... Where's the camera? Where's I can't find the camera. Anyway, I got a smartwatch. It's a Samsung S-Gear. It was like 300 quid. And that was my little celebration. We had a great week last week. Why not celebrate it? Okay. Now, you don't have to go spend money to celebrate stuff. You don't have to buy fancy toys. Just, I'm a dude, I like gadgets, I bought a nice watch, and I'm using it, you know, it's not a toy, I needed it for work, I tell my wife. So, right, but what are you going to do to celebrate? We went out for ice cream yesterday. We had quite a lot of celebrations, actually, and it's not helping the waistline. We had chocolate cake, we had ice cream, we had chocolate crepe. We live in a holiday place near the beach, it's really hard sometimes. We went to Udon, the new noodle place, which is up where we live. We had quite a lot of celebrating this week. But like, what's the one thing that you celebrate? And I hear people and they say things like, and it really winds me up, they say things like, oh no, I'm going to celebrate when we've done really well. But you never do really well. Like, at what level? Oh, well, when I make £1 million, then I'll celebrate. That's crazy. Like, celebrate when you do 100 grand, or when you do 10 grand, or when you do £1,000. It depends where you are on the scale. You've got to be celebrating, like, once a week. What are you going to do? And this celebration, by the way, could then tie into what you're going to do with your partner for date night. So you could go celebrate, have a nice meal or whatever, right? But you've got to start putting something in to celebrate. These things right here are the bigger things. So the first one is, what are you going to learn this week? The next one is, what are you going to be proud of? And the third one is, what or how are you going to celebrate? And like, even if you've had a crap week, celebrate the fact that you've had a crap week. The fact that you've got plenty of fresh learnings that you would never have had the opportunity to have learned this week. So like, we had a problem yesterday in our Airbnb in the morning. The guys were leaving early. The washing machine got stuck full of water and we just couldn't open it. We went through all the cycles. I phoned the appliance guy. Who would normally come out and fix those sort of things. And it's a fairly new washing machine as well, but he was away. So like, that was a failure. It caused a bit of stress and my cleaner was there trying to fix it. She couldn't do it because she uses washing machines a lot rather than the five blokes. You know, we can program videos to 2038, but we can't understand washing machines. So anyway, it's causing a little bit of stress yesterday morning. And in the end, I just like crowbar it so the guys can get the clothes out so they can leave. Right. So like, that's a good learning. And the learning is that actually, instead of having one appliance guy who we always use for everything, we need a secondary backup in case he's away. What a wonderful learning. Thankfully, you know, that repair on the washing machine costs 30, 40 quid now just to repair the door, replace a couple of parts, but a good learning there. So we're going to celebrate that learning. It's a pain. It costs us a bit of money, but actually, where else do we need secondary backups? Do we need backup for the handyman, which we've actually got as it happens? What else do we need in terms of backups? Do we need to back up our computers better? Do we need to back up our devices better, like our phones, and have backups for our mobile phone devices in case that fails? Do we need an uninterruptible power supply to make sure that our computers don't, you know, when the power goes off, which it does quite often in space, just goes off and comes straight back on, and the computer goes down, that can destroy your motherboard. So, like, what are the things that we need in place? So we can celebrate those learnings. Not everything bad that happens is bad. It's just bad in that moment in time. When I went through my separation and I went round to find the kids had disappeared, okay, that was a really horrific experience for those 10 days. Horrific. Well, looking back now, that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened, because look at where we live in. Look at my life now. Like, otherwise, I would still be stuck in that dead-end relationship, things not working out properly. So it's really, really important that we actually see it for what it truly is. Those obstacles that we have to overcome, those setbacks, are not really setbacks, they're step forwards. We just don't recognise them yet. So what are you going to celebrate? Even celebrate the bad stuff, because the bad stuff pays off in the long run, because you get paid twice. One, in experience. Dealing with bad stuff and overcoming it is the experience, and twice in money. We all want the money without going through the experience, but it's the experience that gets us there. Okay, that will do us for today. We've covered an awful lot of content. We went for quite some time there as well. So I hope that's useful for you. I hope you can implement some of what we've gone through today. If you went too fast for you, just hit the rewind button and go watch it. And if you want to watch me live, then come to the Wealth Creation Group on Facebook. Just come and find me and ask me, and I'll send you a link to it. And otherwise, I want you to have a fabulous week. Make sure you get your celebration in there, get your family time, get your exercise in there, and we'll speak to you tomorrow morning. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.